Singram is one of the most profound, well-known herbalist, natural medicine experts in the country, in the world, really. Of course, he's known for being on the sides of mountains with goats. At least I know him that way. I don't know if anybody else does. I affectionately think of him that way. His products are incredible. His perspective, his intelligence, his we need it now more than ever. Cass Singram, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Yeah, it's trying to put some semblance of sanity on a sort of a lot of wretchedness, really. Hey, do you know that I'll trust you with your mask, your plexiglass shield, your mandates, your dictates, your dictators, and your social distancing. As soon as you tell everybody why this, how this pandemic started, as soon as you talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the illicit vaccines they were using in China, the harvesting by Fauci and his team of the bat coronavirus, SARS coronavirus 2, COVID-19 from the caves in 2,000 miles away by swabbing the anus of a bat. When you tell me about this and you brought the virus that's causing this pandemic and stuck it in the lab, then I'll start listening to you. But, you know, you're not telling me about what's going on. So why should I pay any attention?
It's been so clear by so many experts that are absolutely adamant. This is a man-made virus. This has been manufactured in a lab, just like you said. I think it's, at this point, it's
manufactured or harvested from the wild and manipulated, whatever it was.
Yeah, however you want to. Yeah,
it's semantics. Why would you take our tax money to go find a virus and a bat's anus and then bring it into Wuhan? We had to pay for it. Now we're paying
again. I want to point out, a lot of the things that we wanted to talk about was Twitter censorship. I want to point out, we had Judy Mikovits on yesterday, and she was discussing Fauci, that in 2005, he's head of the National Institute of Health. They did a report, a very important report, about hydroxychloroquine and being used on coronavirus and how effective it is, and how safe it is, and how, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, they're getting some results with it.
Well, what I'm saying is the National Institute of Health made that report 2005. Now, we've seen a lot of doctors come out. The video from Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Yeah, I know. They censored
among others.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk
They're
about
frustrated,
that.
Frustrated. You know, it's true. It's just that even more censorship is against the oregano. You know, hydroxychloroquine's there, and at least... But the oregano, they won't even talk about that one. Panic and pandemonium.
Yes, exactly. Well, what I'm saying is, let me frame it a different way. The amount of censorship where here's a video of a bunch of doctors, supposedly doctors know everything, and now doctors can't speak on Twitter, social media, Facebook. We haven't got to the oregano yet. We will. But I'm just like, oh my God, the coordinated effort. And the level of power involved in basically wiping out people with this opinion?
What for? I mean, is it the vaccine agenda that this bothersome? Because by the time the vaccine gets made, this disease, like H1N1 did, will just kind of be dying off and everything. And then, what is this? Why would you stop these doctors from speaking? What harm would it cause?
I don't know. You tell me.
All they talked about was zinc and hydroxychloroquine, so what's the big deal? There's no evidence that all drugs have a toxicity. Let's face the facts. Let's not be foolish about this. I had a patient who got peripheral neuropathy from taking it. I had not prescribed it, but she was given hydroxychloroquine for COVID. But it's as far as drugs go, extremely low toxicity compared to what we're dealing with. We're dealing with prednisone, which kills people. We're dealing with Motrin, which causes, 20,000 cases of kidney failure a year. We're dealing with aspirin, about 5,000 deaths yearly. I mean, they don't get that kind of problem with hydroxychloroquine.
We've had Dr. Sherry Rogers on discussing hydroxy and how it's overprescribed. If you don't know how to administer it, you do get a toxicity level because the half-life is so long on it. So they don't
if you're
even...
start Like if the common public, they're not telling the common public to go buy it, I don't think, but if the common public were to take it, I had a case of a person that nearly died from hydroxychloroquine who we had to rush to the emergency room when I used to prescribe drugs back about 30 years ago. So I already know that it's still a drug. But I don't know what the vaccine is far more poisonous. As far, you know, if you want to take it a level, if you say that the COVID vaccine caused 25% of the people to get so violently sick that they needed hospitalization, so then you take 50 people who take hydroxychloroquine and 4 or 5 of them get toxic reactions. So you can find toxicity wherever you go. Chemotherapy, everybody gets a toxic reaction. Like I said, NSAIDs cause gastric ulcers. We have a lot to talk about if you want to talk, but we won't ban discussion on those drugs, only on hydroxychloroquine. So I can't fathom it.
Well, what conclusion are other than this is some coordinated effort to suppress and to promote a certain agenda of...
It must be because look, just in closing on this drug, I agree with Sherry Rogers. Boy, she was smart to talk about the potential toxicity. I don't prescribe it, and I never will because I had the near fatality years ago. And I don't really need drugs. But if some people take a low dose with some zinc and it seems to help them survive the COVID, then we should be discussing that and analyzing that, not censoring it. That's all I have to say.
Well, let's talk about oregano, because this, you know, if I was going to make a list of my 3-4 products you absolutely have to have from the Power Mall, this is one of them. The oregano is just, you have to have it. Let's talk about oregano, what it is.
Well,
and
the
what
oregano
you're...
is different. Yes. Nobody wants to mention the oregano oil, but it has no toxicity. If we took a large, it has no half-life to speak of. It can't damage a kidney or a liver or a nerve or, an intestine or something like that. And, in fact, it's been shown to do the opposite, where if you take it, you have a robust improvement in the mucous membranes and the liver hepatocytes, the lining of the intestinal canal. There's good health benefits as a side effect. But, I mean, why wouldn't you talk about the oregano oil? Who cares what brand? As long as it's wild oregano oil, it kills germs. It kills viruses, bacteria, fungi, molds, and parasites. Shouldn't you at least discuss it? You could put it in the mister like we did in the trial with the COVID-19 nurses, or the ones that were exposed, who we freed them up from any risk of exposure because they used it in a spray form. You could put the hydrazole. They drank the hydrazole twice a day as a prevention. None of them, of the 50 nurses we worked with, and they were in the front lines with this disease, none of them got sick. Shouldn't we be looking at that? Shouldn't we be looking at the fact that the oregano kills everything, all viruses? It doesn't matter what the virus is. Even herpetic viruses kills that. Like, shouldn't that be a point of major discussion at the federal level, at the international level, the World Health Organization, CDC, federal government? Jeez, I mean, how complex is it? Everybody, should we discuss this? Everybody who takes a gel cap of wild oregano oil a day, or 5 drops twice a day, everybody is not getting COVID-19. Show me an exception. It's 1 or 2. What, 100,000, 50,000?
Hey, Cass, you're cutting out. Todd, what's going on with this? He's cutting out a little bit.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
No, not really. Uh-huh. Let's call you back. He'll disconnect and call you back, Cass. This is quite a topic, and the censorship is backfiring on the social media companies, because it's like, if they just let it go, I mean, I guess they're so scared of it. They're just completely scared of what they're, you know, they're completely scared of this information getting out. But now, because they're censoring it, people are like, well, what do you mean? Why can't I hear it? Now, to me, it's making it even, the censorship is defeating their purpose to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah, why can't I buy it and use it?
Well, why can't I hear about it?
Yeah.
Not even buy
right,
it. Why can't
right.
I hear about
and,
it?
And then, because we're not putting it out as a discussion point, somebody could overdose thinking, well, this must be the best thing, and they take it without any medical assessment or knowledge, and then they reaction or toxicity, which is why we should be discussing it. Don't treat the public as if some kind of a pariah, some sort of a, you know, it just avoid the censorship. But the doctors state what their findings have been, open the discussion up to those who would come in like Sherry Rogers and myself and say, well, why don't we do this with something else that has zero toxicity? Back and forth on Twitter, back and forth on YouTube, back and forth on, that's the norm for a civilized society, whether Iran, whether here, whether not in Saudi Arabia, though, you know, but no. Not going to happen.
How unique is oregano compared to other, you know, oil, oregano products? Because there's a lot of them out there. Why oregano P73 as opposed to other things out there?
Well, the benefit for the P73 is that it's the original research wild oregano. It started the whole industry. Everything's a copycat. So they know what they're doing. Their supply chain is always the same. They work with the same villagers, the same mountain ranges, the same oil, the same distillation every year. And it's always wild from the mountains and the rocks, right? So even if it ran out, they wouldn't change. They wouldn't go buy the junk that's on the market now, which is mostly coming from Greece and Turkey that's farm-raised on dirt and coming from China also. Here's an interesting story. I used to work so closely with North America on all these issues. And so, it was about 2003, somebody called me from the company and said, you better get back here, and I had to drive 2 hours to get back. And when I got there, there were 15 Chinamen in the building. There was a guy who worked there who invited the Chinamen to learn all about oregano oil because secretly he got fired, of course. He was getting a commission on their production in China. And since that time, the Chinese have mastered the production of synthetic oregano oil. So if you see something that says 86% carbocol, 88% carbocol, which is the active ingredient, it's got synthetics in it, or it's been manipulated on the other way. If you see 95% carbocol, don't go anywhere near it. It's man-made. So that it became an espionage kind of a thing. Who's going to make the money with oregano oil? And that's what happened. So you now have 80 brands. So how do you navigate all that? There's not too many brands that have actually high mountain wild oregano. So here's two things you could find out. If it says standardized, then it's farm-raised. If it's 86% carbocol, then it's been corrupted, 86 to 95%. If it's 84% carbocrol, it should be okay. 84, 83, 80, all the way down to the 70s, all that range is fine because that's what's found in nature. I don't know if that helps people. And by the way, oregano oil should be always in an extra virgin olive oil base. That's what we found in our studies at Georgetown. If you take pure oregano oil internally, we found that it killed the mice. You could take the same oregano oil, put it in the olive oil, it didn't kill the mice. Isn't that interesting?
Why is that, do you think? Why is that?
Well, it's a pure essential oil. It's normally in a fatty base in the plant, and you extract it like that. And so the North American people came up with this novelty of, well, it's got to be put back into a fat. So they made the first edible oil of oregano back, what, 1995? The P73? And then the people who don't know, they're saying, oh, take pure oregano oil, and it's too caustic on the stomach and the intestines. And for a mouse, it doesn't take much of that causticity to kill it. A human being can handle it, but still, you know. Dog, and also, you know, the oregano oil, we never got any knowledge on it because of a corruption. Back in the 1930s and 40s, some unscrupulous purveyors did just what they're doing today, and they're not just leaving it wild and just distilling it, and that's it. they were messing with it, and they put in some synthetic thymol or whatever, but it caused some human fatalities back in the 1930s. So then that collapsed the interest for what until I reintroduced the idea. So you know, it's not harmless, but it doesn't really.
Well, you mentioned dogs. I take
the dog died. The dog. Okay, the dog took. There was a company that's about a $400 million nutritional company. They make an oregano oil that's cheap for $8.99 or whatever. So he bought some of that cheap stuff. He was taking the P73 for himself. He fed it to the dog. It killed his dog. You have to be careful.
So the P73 was okay. The
no,
cheap
we've been giving that to dogs for 25 years. Never had an issue.
But well, I put it on the dog's, like on their ear. I have a dog, you
yeah,
know, if
that's
I think
it. Dog's like ear and between the shoulder blades, nothing. If you had to give them a drop a day for a while, you know, they had a diarrhea or something, okay. The juice, the dogs love that one. And that's perfect. The juice and the Orega Max. It's got a little teeny bit of garlic, not enough to hurt them. Those two seem to be the best for the cats and the dogs.
What about heartworms? Does this have any? Does oregano do anything with heartworms?
The juice and the oil are going to burn it out of them. You know that's it takes time, but yeah. And then, did you know that 60 million Americans have heartworm? They got it from their dogs.
Jeez, that's no. Yeah,
they're kissing their dogs.
God Almighty. No, I didn't know that.
That's one of
so
five
hold,
Americans.
So hold on. Back up, Cass.
Yeah, your backup is right. Let the dog do what it does, but don't. The dog will actually lick or sniff the anus of another dog. What would you be doing kissing that creature? That's not a good idea. Blow a kiss at it. It's all right.
Back up. Now you got me totally fascinated here with these heartworms. So, if I had a dog, I wanted to get rid of heartworms from it or prevent heartworms, I would just give him like
oregano juice, a little bit of oil.
With the oil, what, in the mouth? Or I put the oil on my dog's ear, so, you know, inside the ear.
The P73 regular strength is metered for dogs and cats. So if you had to give a little bit for a while, I had a cat that had feline leukemia, and they gave like 20 drops a day until they got rid of it. It's just the animals are, they don't need it every day. The juice, though, I will say, you can pour some of that in their water or food, whatever. That you can give every day, but you could give the oil every day, one drop if you wanted to. But just use it for long enough to clear up the problem, and then take it from there. Yeah.
So would I have to put it in the dog's mouth, or can I keep it on the ear?
No, you can put it in the mouth. You can put it on the ear, but the juice you have to give them for the heartworm internally, and maybe a bit of oil until you clear it out. Go back and I maybe.
How long would it
again.
Take? Do you think?
Months. Yeah.
So you have to do the juice. You couldn't just do the oil, or could you just do the oil?
I don't know if you could get enough oil. In, but you might also use some black seed oil. Yes, black seed oil. They take it well for the dog, for the worms. Yes,
heartworms, not just worms. Heartworms.
Any worm doesn't matter. Are you kidding? Black seeds for the heart with the thymoquinone. It goes directly to the heart muscle.
Wow.
You give them the black seed. You give them the oregano. You give them the juice. If you can give them all three, you give them all three. Get it out of them. Right? So,
wow.
And get it so that you don't get it. You know, so, and anybody that's going to kiss their dog is going to get worms. Also, when you kiss the dog, you're going to get canine salivary virus, which causes lupus and it causes destruction of the connective tissue, and you can't even move your arms sometimes, and tendonitis. Canine salivary virus. Every kiss is canine salivary virus. And you can trace many cases of lupus to this, you see.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes,
whoa.
You can. Yeah.
So, God almighty, okay. So if I'm a person, I would take the oregano regularly, human, that's keeping all those kind of things down.
Yes, there's oregano's extremely forgiving. If we were to take it regularly, we'd reduce our risk for the transmission of animal source material and pandemic diseases and getting sick on an airplane. I mean, I can't think of anything worse than somebody saying, you have to quarantine yourself. Well, somebody told me that the other day. I had a COVID-19 person come and see me. I slapped him on the back, chit-chatted with him, and word got talking around that the doctor's over there with this COVID person. I put him on a protocol, and they came in my office and said, doctor, you need to quarantine yourself. I'm not going to quarantine myself. Forget it. Go away. And then they said, you cannot leave your office. Can you believe that? The oregano doctor is going to get sick of all things. Are you crazy? I mean, you should wait for somebody that's sick to come by me so I can breathe on them. My breath will help them well.
The breath of life. They got these masks.
Yeah.
What do you? We got about a minute before the break. What do you? When you see these masks on people, what goes through your mind?
Oh, it breaks my heart. You know why it breaks my heart? The mask should be used if it's medically indicated, like a surgery. Like, for example, maybe you're stuck on an airplane with 300 people during a pandemic. You might use a barrier or a public toilet now with COVID being transmitted by fecal spray. But you don't put a mask on a guy on a motorcycle driving 50 miles an hour. He's not wearing his helmet. You don't put one on when you're in a car. You'll get narcosis. You don't put one on a child. You don't ever put one on a child, ever. Period. End of story. You don't put one on a person going to a school. Right?
Have you seen the pictures in the? Have you seen the pictures the children? I don't know. They're like 6 or 7 at their desk. They got a mask on and like a plastic bubble around them.
This has to be some kind of a scammer or some sort of a fraudster, whether the CDC or some corrupt entity, world government. There's no medical indication for such stupidity.
I agree with you that doesn't mean they don't do it in school. There's a picture of first day of school. They had it.
Heard of such a buffoonery in my life.
Stay tuned. More of Cass Ingram on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boy, Cass Ingram's a trip. I tell you, talking to him during the break, I could talk to him for quite a long time. We should sit down and have dinner one time, Cass, and just talk about it. That'd be a lot of fun. One of Joyce's best memories was that you came to visit her at her place. And she had some pre-Fukushima salmon that she served you. She had it frozen that she served you, and just how excited you were that she had pre-Fukushima salmon from the Pacific.
That was wonderful. I had a good time when we saw her that time, But I tell you, she was a victim of vaccination. She got so many injections.
Oh, yeah, in the military.
Went into her spine and ate her up and gave her pain and everything. So, you know, you just... we have to give Ms. Mikovic credit for telling us some insider stuff about inoculations. And she's right. The coronavirus is there. You have the cross-contamination in nursing homes. People just drop dead in there, whether from COVID or what they put down. I got something fun to tell you.
All right.
I got a friend that told me, this I got it third hand, but it's a good source, that his buddy got in a motorcycle accident, and he died.
Of COVID?
So,
anyway,
yes,
sorry.
They did. They put COVID-19 on his death certificate. Now, I'm trying to figure out if the COVID, now, God bless his soul, but did it catch him from the backside when he was driving in the motorcycle? Or from the front? Was it? Or did somebody spit out of the car and hit him? I mean...
The COVID threw a stick in his spokes and his wheel and made him flip
there
over.
There, it could have been on the asphalt. I forgot that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I've got the book, COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth Revealed, the new edition, and you guys should sell that. I don't sell it on Amazon. Everybody wants the book.
Yeah, let's talk to Catherine. Let's get it. We'd love to. You got to tell us these
book.
Things before you're on so we can have them. Now people are going to call.
Well, but who's got it? It's not coming in until 2 days. So let people can call and say, when the book's ready, call me. Don't make it too complicated.
What's the name of the book? What's your name?
It's COVID-19 Remedy, The Real Truth Revealed. And so I speculate about the industrial farms, because 2009 was industrial farm catastrophe. They hit it. They covered it up. They're covering it up now. I speculate about the lab. I speculate about the bat coronavirus in the caves. And I speculate about the pork flesh. But I give you evidence to back it up. And then there's a lot of protocols in there, right? My science is in there. I've done two legitimate scientific studies on this, just as legitimate as the vaccine trials.
Talk about those trials. Yeah, talk about those.
Well, we had a case, you know, we had these 20 people that had COVID-19 or a presumptive diagnosis. And so we did a survey and we said, what are your symptoms? When did you start the oregano? What oregano products did you take? What happened? How soon did you see results? What was your flu shot history? What is your pork consumption on a daily or weekly basis? And so we found out that 100% of the COVID-19 cases were eating pork flesh. Now, how can you correlate it? Every American eats the garbage, but at least we had the correlation.
No, that's not true, Cass. That's not true. Everybody doesn't eat pork. I don't eat pork. Our family doesn't eat pork.
Well, you don't, but it's only about 90% of Americans eat the garbage.
Yeah, right? Probably.
So
anyway,
maybe you and I are, but the people who don't eat pork aren't getting sick, so that much we know. The second correlation was the flu shot. We found that 80% of all the COVID cases had taken the flu shot, just like Mikovits is saying. And then the third correlation is that the oregano worked immediately. And they stated that in their questionnaire. I got immediate results. I got results within an hour. I got results within 2 hours. And I continued to improve with oil, juice. They used the oregano. They used the spray to the back of the throat.
I love that oregano. Let me ask you a question about the flu shot history. You said 80%.
Right.
What is the percentage of what percentage of America gets a flu shot?
About 50%. See, people have had reactions to the flu shot. They've been hearing bad things about it. So a lot of people, and then there are the informed 20% that won't take it no matter what. So it's not too good. They would love to have 80%, but they're not getting it, and it's getting worse for the vaccinators every year. And really, these are vaccinators. They're not medical people. You go into CVS and you get vaccinated by a vaccinator. You go into Walgreens and you get Walmart vaccinates you. These are vaccinators. They're not medical people. They're working for the drug companies. All right? So I wouldn't pay any attention to them. Look what happened to our loved one, Joyce Riley. God rest her soul. She had so many vaccinations, even what I know, I couldn't stop the onslaught of the disease. So, but about what, 50% of Americans don't want the COVID vaccine. Now, that's good, huh?
Yeah, that's. Do you think they'll be able to mandate this? Because Virginia, the Department of Health in Virginia, the head of it, is saying as soon as the vaccine's out, he's going to mandate it.
And the CIA over there.
See, the
way it is, mostly to get into the ball game, to get into this event, you have to show your vaccine card. So Big Brother is going to play around, but you're going to have a lot of resistance in a lot of states to a mandatory vaccination where they go around and arrest you if you don't. I see that that's what is wanted. I don't think they're going to get that done. But maybe like bits and pieces of it will be achieved. Like you can't get into college without the vaccination card.
Have you seen this?
If they do, that is really bad because that means that the chip, all the stuff the Bible talks about, that they're moving close to this.
Yes, it's a social credit. You can't be a part of society unless you do this. So you have to qualify
right
to be in society. Yeah.
And that's fine with me. I can teach and train our listeners to live off the land and to stay out of the box. If we have to, we'll adjust to it. Remember, the meek are going to inherit the earth. So no matter how many schemes and plots, remember, the vaccine is fizzling out. The need for it is dying off. And so now, after all this investment, time, and energy, Soros, Gates, et al. Are going to go, well, what can we do for Plan B? Let's talk to our buddy and give him $5 billion for his foundation, and he'll make vaccine mandatory. You've got some pretty nefarious characters going on. Probably the worst in the nefarious front men is that Gates guy. I mean, you've got somebody there that has knowingly paralyzed 500,000 Indians and put them on crutches. Why doesn't his foundation at least pay their medical bills? It's a dirty deal. I had to deal with a Gates paralyzed polio case in Maasai tribe. And I gave him my little bottle of oregano oil. It's all I had with me. Just my heart, ever since I saw that child, you can see the video on my YouTube, my heart has never felt perfectly right. What could I have done for that child? What can I do? And I keep thinking about how I could get back to that Maasai tribe and help that Bill Gates victim. So he's causing so many deaths and disability. Somebody should punch him right in the nose and be done with him. Hang him up with the other guy, that little short guy. Hanging him up from his feet. Everybody take a stab at him. You can't kill people.
Like
you
a pinata.
And be a good guy, too.
Like a pinata.
Yeah, like a pinata, exactly. We're not saying we're going to do anything like illegal, but just take the little club and tap on it. See what comes out.
I think hanging somebody by the feet, hitting them with a bat might be illegal. Yes.
Oh, well, maybe he would cooperate. But you can figure it, make an effigy of him.
Yeah.
Not him personally. You know, make one of those things and put the USA flag on it. You know how they do, and they burn the flag. And you know, whatever. But you got to do is fight the situation.
Let me ask you, have you heard this? One of the most intriguing things that I found about vaccines in these countries, these foreign countries, especially the United Nations, whatever, it was reports out of Pakistan. I think there's some other places too, but Pakistan, some of the villages, you know, for years they've been given those vaccines and women were miscarrying. There were problems with the children. So eventually when the UN trucks started to come up to these remote villages, the men in the village would send all the women and children to the forest, say, get out of here. And then when the trucks came up, the villagers killed, so they slaughtered everybody.
Yes,
the thing.
They did.
Did you hear about that?
And I know that in Africa, there's some of that going on.
Okay, yes, I heard.
They take them down. And then they say, oh, the terrorists attacked. But they're going after the NGOs. So
why are we
can't advocate that in the U.S.? But we can do a kind of like a pseudo event where
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying naturally. Why don't we? You know, let me put it this way. It seems like just naturally people would wake up and be like, "Wait a minute, these are killers. We need to defend ourselves from killers." And just
I know. But you know, the problem we have is that we're stuck. If we justly. You know, there's the Bible says, the Quran, that do justice if a life is erroneously taken. Make it just. And that may mean the eye for an eye, right? But here, the system is against you. You can't do anything but fight in the only way you can fight. But if you do like what is being done in some of these other countries, they'll put you in a federal prison. They won't even give you a chance. You won't even be able to breathe.
You know,
even though you were just and said, this person has killed my daughter, and, you know, I want retribution, and he needs to go to prison, you won't even get that done. If you say, I want to get my money, remember they put that deal in where you can't sue. You can't even sue the drug company.
There's one of the most famous quotes. I've said this many times. I'll say it many more. One of the most profound things I've ever heard from somebody relating to what you just said is Gandhi was talking about India, and he said, there is no way that 100,000 British can rule 350 million Indians unless they want them to.
That's the message you got to give. Yeah, and that's what's happening in America. We're so frightened of our shadow, and they might, you know, that we just succumb. That's why I'm saying you have to fight. You have to use whatever means you can have to get your neighborhood, your friends, your loved ones off the wagon. Do not take the vaccine. Do not succumb. Do not go to that college. Go to a different. Help them go to a different college where they won't make the mandate. When I go to a grocery store, I just walk in without a mask and I shop and nobody bothers me because I walk in with a predetermined nobody's going to bother me. And they leave me alone. And if they don't, I won't ever go back again.
Have you seen Walmart? Walmart's totally changed their policy, which is good news. When you tell me that 50% of the people in America won't take the new vaccine, that's great news. When I see Walmart, who was like, everybody has to wear a mask, and now they don't, there's not even a sign up at Walmart now, and my little own little personal Walmart here, it went from about 90% compliance with masks to about, now it's down to about 30%, maybe 35% here.
No, it's up, you're absolutely right. It's not the Walmart, it's the general person. Unless the general person says, all right, this is not correct, I have my constitutional rights, nobody's going to bother with me, nobody's going to mess with me. That's the fight that you have in front of you. That's the legal fight. That's the legitimate one.
It's the moral
fight. And that's
fight.
The one...
It's not
huh?
legal, it's the moral fight. That is moral the moral fight.
Fight. Yeah, got it right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Areg arrest, I love Areg arrest. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's the other fight, is to take something like Areg arrest, oil of oregano, juice, purely C, the basics, so that you never get sick. So that you're fighting in a way, you're saying, you're not going to tell me to quarantine, you're not even going to come close. I'm so healthy that I'll quarantine you to protect myself. You know, so you be like me, you be so healthy and strong that nothing can stand in your way. That's the most powerful thing you can do for yourself, your loved ones, your children. I just talked to some people overseas. They're flying around the world, and they said, everybody around here is worried about COVID, but we use the oregano spray, the oil, the Oregaresp, and none of us, we're here in the United Emirates, none of us have been sick. All of our family members are free of the disease. We're traveling. We're meeting with corporations. And just by following your advice, doctor, we're well.
Let me ask you about this aspect. We got about 10 minutes, a little less.
Yeah.
We're seeing with some people who have had COVID, you know, or they think they had maybe last fall, and then they got real tired and they're just fatigued all the time. It's almost like they're not sick anymore per se, but it's like it's staying dormant in them or lowly boiling inside them.
Yeah.
And it's taking their stamina away from them.
This is the nature of this bizarre sickness, and that's easy to clean them out. You just put on those three basics, juice, this resp, the oil, maybe some vitamin C, and clean them out. And then they'll be perfectly fine. But that's why I was saying, why would you even go there? You could take three or four things and use this spray to keep your air clean. You can dilute it 20-1 with water. And you're not even going to get this. This is a wimpo pathogen, a real milquetoast, man-made garbage. You just spray it in the face with the oregano spray. You hit him in the nose with the, that's what I mean by hitting him in the nose. You hit him right in the schnozzola with the oregano, and you clean him right out. Yeah.
Bone active. So. There's a lot of people that have osteoporosis, or I can't remember, what's the other term that's not quite process?
Osteopenia.
Osteopenia. Talk about what is going on in America with that.
No, I had a woman with a terrible bone spur. It's on my Facebook. It was like a mountain, you know. And so she took the bone active and just saturated her shoulder. All the pain went away in 3 days. By a month, the bone spur was destroyed.
Is a bone spur? Then what causes bone spur?
Bone spur is a bone, the growth of calcium phosphate, bone from a defect. I had another woman who fractured her foot and ankle. She's lupus, so they thought she wasn't going to heal. She was going to need to have pins. I said, no, you take the bone active with the rosemary, sage, the oregano, the calcium, appetite. You take that. And it's not the synthetic D that you're all taking. You don't know what you're doing. And her everything healed so well, the doctor went raving. I got to know what this product is. She needs no pins, no surgery, nothing.
So what did the doctor say after all that?
The doctor didn't know what to do because he had the before x-ray and the after x-ray, and he was ranting and raving. Nothing can do this. I want to know what it is. She was at the food store. Here's my point. I don't care what you got. We're going to find something in the nature that's going to fix you up. And it's just the way it is. It's the way God made it, and you can't do anything about it. If you have a good attitude, you know, you can't help somebody that doesn't care and doesn't want to do anything. Well, my husband doesn't want, he believes in the doctor, and he done. I tried to get him for 20 years to take a pill. You tried to get him for 20 years to take an oregano oil capsule? Well, then I'm not going to bother with him, you know. I got other things to do.
Well, that was Joyce, right? That was Joyce's famous saying. You know, she told me, don't waste your time on people who don't want to be helped or don't want to listen. Your the most important word is next. Next.
Yeah.
Don't even bother with them. Next.
No, don't bother. There's plenty of other people that are deserving and that they're the meek of the earth, and they're needy and they want help and they're praying for help. And let's get them what they need.
Fear is the wrong word, but you know, let me put it this way. What's your level of concern with the heavy-handedness we're seeing, some of these enforcement, basically tyranny, you know, that we're seeing?
Well, I know that Mayor Lightfoot said that we're going to mandate, dictate, and basically tyrannize the people, the commoners, for the sake of the New World Order. She got caught on tape saying that.
I did not see. How did I miss that?
Mayor Lightfoot, New World Order. You can find that. So.
Oh yeah, no, so I did see that.
She's not the sharpest in the box. You know, she's kind of a. You know what I mean? So, but that agenda is with all of those people. You know, they didn't get to become a governor for nothing. They are extremely ambitious. To make an easy buck, to become a billionaire is their whole life's goal, right? So.
What does New World Order mean to you when you hear that from that guy?
I think it's a bunch of absolutely sophomoric, real life baffoons who want a monopoly, who want to, you know, want to rub noses and rub shoulders with the rich and the famous and make their billions and thumb the nose at the rest of the world. And you've got some oddballs, some real goosey people that say, well, we want to change the planet Earth to a paradise. God didn't do the right thing, too many people, so let's kill 6 billion, and then we can turn Africa into a tropical paradise. You've got some real fruitcakes out there. You got to ignore them. If you paid attention to them, you'd probably take the gun too, and or you'd take the Prozac, you'd take the medicine, and you know, finished. You know, I can't do it. I got to stay upbeat, right? So I mean, I fight. That's what I like to do.
So that juice.
I'll speak out. I'll write out. You know, and I'll try to help my friends. Now I have some funny people too, like my son, real funny. He says. To me, he says, don't call me anymore about vaccinating my kids. I'm going to do the right social thing and give them their inoculations. That's my son speaking.
Whoa.
So,
where did he get that concept? Where did you? Huh?
I don't know. From his mother. His mother's like a Mayor Lightfoot clone. So, you know, you can't. I mean, if I took that seriously, and I am taking it seriously because he's got another one on the way, I'm trying to figure out, but I can't kill myself over it. You can't do that.
Oh, gosh. No. That's frustrating.
You've got to think about your God and a 24-hour cycle. That's it. Not going to think about predicting what the New World Order is going to do. Are you going to be crazy or something?
They don't even know
what they're going to do. It changes by the minute.
Well, in some level,
I wouldn't pay any attention to people like that. Not too much.
That's what I've been saying. On some level, they don't matter. We're not victims here. They need us more than we need them. They don't matter.
That's why I would focus on the people. Enlighten as many as you can. Have you ever heard of oil of oregano or whatever? What are you guys doing for your immune system? You know, I went to an organic farm. It was a U-pick. And it was a wonderful day. And everybody was either wearing a mask or wearing it on their chin. That's an odd thing. And if you watch somebody wears a mask and they're walking with their wife and they don't wear a mask, or the husband's not wearing a mask and the wife's wearing a mask. So what are you going to do, Mr. Fauci? But nobody in the whole 40 people knew anything about oregano oil. They knew about zinc, they knew about CBD, and they knew about elderberry. So it's been carefully hidden from the general population. And I don't know what else you can do but to get everybody to be healthy so they don't get sick. Tell them about the dangers of the vaccine. I'm telling everybody. And
what is it about family? What is it like? Your family won't believe you, but a total stranger would. Sometimes,
What that Jesus said, or somebody that you're
a prophet in his own. Yeah, a prophet in his own land is not respected.
Yeah. So who knows what it is? I mean, you know, you can't pay much attention. Again, our kind God gave us a 24-hour cycle. We're not to go beyond that. Sometimes I think about the past. I chastise myself. Cut it out. We're supposed to stay in that 24 hours and see what kind of blessings and what kind of things he's got going for you. Pay attention. Pay real serious attention. Some opportunity, if you're a businessman, could come and you ignore it and you don't pay attention, but you're being given something on a silver platter. Don't you think that's happening? Think about it. Let's say you were driving a car, and for some reason you decided to go in the other lane, and smash, there's an accident. What caused you to go in that other lane? It made no sense. The angels did that, you know, the messengers. They pushed you. They saved you. And every one of your listeners knows of a case where God was watching out for the people, and he protected them. So don't you think he's going to give you opportunities? Don't you think he's going to give you talents so that you can capitalize? That's what you should be focusing on. Not some junk somebody said and some crazy governor or some other person who's got a secret deal with the Chinese to make masks and do tests.
That's inspiring. Cass, it really is. Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice, a variety of things over at the Power Mall. We've covered a lot of them, most of them, not all of them. Orega Dents also there, Collagen Power, Chagamax, Hyper Ease, the Sina Orega, Black Seed Oil we mentioned, all Purely C, of course. Cass, it's a pleasure, my friend, and God bless you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, and support the Power Mall, everybody. Support small.
Stay right there, Cass. Oh, he left. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.